You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I'm your host, Marty Murphy. And as always, my hope is to bring you helpful content to assist you on your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And the topic of today's show is, are you beating yourself up? And how to recognize and release the self-judgment that can absolutely come when we start on a new path. And this became really clear to me the more I did my own personal work and the more I've worked with clients. I have often found that if we stay stuck in a situation, even though we've tapped through it, what is remarkable is there is a judgment about whatever is going on for us. And if we tap through that and recognize that and work to release that, it really helps clear the path to really diminish the initial sort of core belief. And often, I know for me initially, that could be overlooked. And I'll tell you a story about myself, which I told on another show, is around the holidays, I noticed that I had this doubt sort of filtering back up, and it seemed to stay with me. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on me, oh my gosh, I am judging myself so harshly about having doubt. So I was absolutely in resistance to it. So when you are in resistance towards something that's going on for you, it actually really continues to hold its place. But often I've found that can get missed is noticing that, wow, I'm actually really judging myself harshly about this particular event or situation or how I feel towards this person. So how do you begin to recognize this? And this goes back to one of my earlier shows where I had a call called The Bully in Your Brain. And it's another way I started separating things out for myself to make sense and for my clients. So the bully to me is your inner critic. And it is the culmination of all the critical authority figures that you've had throughout your life. It can be teachers. It can be parents. If you were raised in a religion, it could be a religious figure. It could be a coach that was coaching you in sports. Anything along those lines where there was an authority figure and there was some criticism that went along with that. And there is a thing called parts work, where if you want to dive more deeply into parts work, you absolutely could. But I find most of us can complicate a potato chip. So I felt like, you know, I wanted to keep this as simple as possible. So I broke it down in the following ways. We have the bully in our brain. So you have a bully in your brain. It's that inner critic, the culmination of all those voices. There is the dismissed child. So it is that inner child in you that really never got a voice, never got to say whatever it really wanted to say. And the way to recognize that dismissed child is when you have a high, strong emotional charge to something, if you really go within and ask yourself how old you feel, and at first it might be like, huh? It's like a disconnect. But the more you start to practice that, the more you'll notice that you come up with an age and you start to get in touch with it. Gosh, I actually feel really young. And that can be helpful. And then the third part of this is what I call that higher self, that intuitive voice in us, that competent, confident adult part of us that shows up in the world. And I've kept it to three figures because for me, it is just so much more simple that way. So when you start to recognize these different parts of you, you can actually start to really notice that inner critic. And the thing that I have found about the bully is the bully can be very sneaky. The bully can have a voice that sounds very reasonable, like you've packed in a full day and you have a couple more things on your list to do, yet you're really tired. And there's a part of you, that higher part, that's like, okay, enough is enough. Let's just go take a break. It's time to go relax. And yet that voice goes, well, you know, it'll just take you like 15 more minutes to finish this and then you'll be done. It can be that sneaky where really you're just at your end. And the smarter thing to do for yourself is to take the break, but you push on and do it, and then you find out, wow, you know, you're even a little bit more tired out. But it has become really apparent to me working with clients that this is the first layer to tap on, is that inner critic, that self-judgment. So what I found is we figure out that we have a limiting belief. Like, oh, I don't feel worthy. Let's take that one. So then we judge ourselves for having that limiting belief. So not only are we like, oh, great, I've got this limiting belief, but then the judgment about even having that belief comes in. So to me, it's like it's a double layer. It's a double-edged sword. It's an extra hit. So the first layer to me is to really check in. Do I have judgment about myself, towards myself, about how I'm feeling this particular situation? You know, I'm feeling this way about this person, and yet you might be completely, quote, justified in the feeling you have, and the feelings need to be attended to, but are you judging yourself first and foremost about that? And if you find that you are, to me, that is the first place to start, because I found that for myself and with different clients, it's great to get in touch with the core belief, but sometimes it stays stuck and lodged there because we're not attending to that inner critic, the bully in your brain, that absolute judge that's saying, well, you know, you shouldn't really feel that way, or, oh, great, there's another thing I've got to work on. It is so often this really harsh judgment that we have towards ourselves. And again, you don't always know what's going on. It can be really sneaky. And you think, okay, great, I've gotten in touch with a core belief. And then you work through that, yet it still seems to stay in place. It can mean there is a different aspect to that particular core belief or memory, or I would check in on this, the internal judge, the judging yourself harshly about it. And I absolutely believe this, and I say this more and more and more, the more I do this work and the more I work with clients, it truly boils down to acceptance, 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 acceptance. No matter what we're facing in our life, accepting ourselves for it. If you have money issues that keep coming up for you and you're like, oh God, I thought I tapped through this. I worked through this and yet they're still showing up. Really what that means is that money thought, those culmination of money thoughts are thoughts that you have been thinking for a very long time, which likely means you have a much more deeply grooved neural pathway in your brain, and it just means it will take some more attending to. So when I go back to my example about my doubt, all of a sudden when I was like, oh my God, I'm judging myself for this. But when I realized that was holding it further in place, and when I really kept tapping through the different times that the judgment would come up, it cleared a pathway for me to really release more and more of that belief that I had been thinking for decades. So really note that judge, that inner judge that goes on, that really comes after you, and attend to that first. And a way to really recognize that voice, I always say it's like, when I used to watch Charlie Brown when I was a kid, the teacher's voice was always like, wah, 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 this inaudible voice, yet I found it so annoying. That is how our inner bully sounds. It's just, it's a punitive voice. It can be demeaning. It can be subtle. And it can just be like, oh, really? Well, you should get that done. Oh, you know, you think you have it bad. Well, remember John, he has this going on. And it can sound perfectly reasonable, yet notice your emotion. So if you find that your emotion feels kind of sticky and icky, there is a really, really strong chance that that is the inner critic, the bully, that's judging you and that's making you feel uncomfortable and really like, eh. It's a pure sign that that is going on. And then again, if you have that high emotional charge about something, that is a clear indication that the child in you has been activated. And when you ask yourself, how old do I feel? You start to separate from that part of you. And here's another interesting fact. I find the bully and the inner child, that dismissed child, actually sort of have this tennis match going on. So the child gets activated, has a strong emotional charge, and then the bully swoops in and starts with the judging, which is, if you think about it, if you look back on your childhood, it is highly likely that's what happened to you as a child, that something was going on for you, you had a reaction to it, and you were told, oh, no, 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 don't feel that way, that's not allowed, big girls don't cry, big boys don't cry. Oh, it's so much, you're so much stronger if you don't cry, as if like crying is a weakness or having a strong emotion is a weakness. It is rampant. So when you really begin to start noticing, you know, are you beating up on yourself? Do you have a voice that continually comes after you? Are you judging yourself for, say, having a challenge that seems to stay with you? Like, you work through it, you start to feel better, and it rears its head again. It was so liberating for me to realize the reason that happens for me is it is just a more deeply grooved neural pathway in my brain. It is a thought that I've been thinking longer than other thoughts. So, again, it just means that I need to attend to that more. And then you feel like, God, you know, there's really nothing wrong with me other than this is a thought that I just adopted decades ago. And I cannot tell you how this has so helped me and helped my clients in the transformation process. And I've really been on this for a while now because I notice it so often within clients and within myself. It's like, there it is. Here's the presenting issue. And yet, are you attending to the judgment around having the presenting issue? It is so critical to deal with that internal critic because most of us have truly grown up in such a way that we were judged for everything. And I feel like it really is to our benefit to start to learn to ease up on ourselves, to let ourselves off the hook. If, say, a money issue is coming up for you again, it's okay. It's tapping through that, God, even though I'm feeling upset about money again, my God, I've worked on this before and here it is again. And you tap through that. That can be amazing. So I'll give an example around this, and we'll really do it with the money issue because I think that's pretty universal for most of us. So say you've had money issues and you're like, hey, I've worked on this, I've tapped through this, and yet here they are rearing their head again. So just start on the karate chop. Even though here I am again, I can't believe this issue is showing up for me. I've worked on this already. I should be over it by now. I am so frustrated about this. I choose to acknowledge that I feel this way. Even though I can't believe I'm back here again, I have been working on this. You have got to be kidding me. am I backsliding again? I choose to accept my feelings no matter what. Even though I can't believe it. I'm dealing with this money issue again. You have got to be kidding me. I choose to accept that I feel this way. Eyebrow, here I go again. Side of the eye, I cannot believe I'm dealing with this again. Under the eye, I've worked on this. Under the nose, and I'm back to this. Chin point, my money fears are creeping in again. Collarbone, you have got to be kidding me. Under the arm, I am so frustrated with myself. Top of the head, maybe I'm being a little hard on myself. Eyebrow, maybe I'm judging myself. Side of the eye, it sure sounds that way. Under the eye, telling myself I should be over this already. Under the nose, that kind of feels judgmental. Chin point, I wonder if that's getting in my way. Collarbone, this judging myself so harshly. Under the arm, I've been judging myself my whole life. Top of the head, I see that I treat myself. Eyebrow, the way I was treated as a kid. Side of the eye, I'm really hard on myself. Under the eye, when I feel like I'm not getting something yet. Under the nose, what if it can take time? Chin point, to clear up an issue. Collarbone, I've been dealing with money issues my whole life. Under the arm, and they started before I ever even began to handle money myself. Top of the head, what if I'm innocent to these thoughts? Eyebrow, they got installed so long ago. Side of the eye, and yet here I am judging myself. Under the eye, like I've been judged so many times. Under the nose, what if I can forgive myself? Chin point, what if I can begin to forgive myself? Collarbone, what if I can cut myself some slack? Under the arm, let myself off the hook a little here. Top of the head, I've been thinking these limiting thoughts for decades. Eyebrow, so what if they're rearing their head again? Side of the eye, it doesn't have to mean I'm not making progress. Under the eye, maybe it's a new aspect. Under the nose, maybe it's a new layer. Chin point, wrapped around this limiting belief. Collarbone, what if the first thing I need to do, under the arm, to begin to truly release this issue, top of the head, is stop being so hard on myself. Eyebrow, stop beating myself up. Side of the eye, cut myself some slack. Under the eye, maybe this is the place to begin. Under the nose, at least I could try it out. Chin point, and see how it works for me. Collarbone, and see if it makes a difference. Under the arm, I think I'm willing to try that. Top of the head, and begin to set myself free. Take a breath. So again, when you have an issue show up and you really start noticing, you feel like, ugh, you just check in on your emotions, you're like, God, this doesn't feel good. Really check in as best you can and really notice, are you judging yourself? Are you beating yourself up with your thoughts? And years and years ago, when my husband and I went through this major financial debacle, and my entire body had broken out in hives because I had not slept through the night in a year. Because I went to bed, I would fall asleep, but I would wake up in the middle of the night in absolute terror about what was happening and about our future. Were we going to end up homeless? Oh, my God, we had two girls to think about. And when I looked in the mirror this one particular morning about a year in, and I noticed every part of my body was covered in hives except my face, the thought popped in my head when I looked in the mirror, and it was really, it wasn't even a judgmental thought. It was a noticing, because I had been judging myself massively for over a year, if not longer. And I remember looking in the mirror and thought, gosh, I'm killing myself with my thoughts. And in that moment, in that day, what I told myself is, if I can find the tiniest speck of something positive each day, one thing, one tiny little thing to hang on to notice, to feel grateful for, then maybe that can help me get out of this. I did not have the benefit of tapping back then. I would have saved myself a lot of time. But that's what I did. And what I realize now about that, looking back, is that day when I noticed it, it was sort of the end, the beginning of the end, let me put it that way, of all this year and a half of not sleeping, of all the self-criticism. Oh, my God, what did you do? How did you get here? All the ways I was just pummeling myself, beating myself up, and not even allowing myself to sleep. And that day, I started to find that tiny little speck of something each day to feel grateful for and to go, okay, that person smiled at me and they seem sincere. 99% of my thoughts the rest of the day might have been in the toilet. But what was happening is all of a sudden, like my camera lens of my brain was starting to pay more attention to just finding that one tiny thing that I could feel grateful for. And I could tell you, it's not like I suddenly felt better. It literally felt like I was eking out tiny positive thoughts where before I had tried and I couldn't even manage it. But somehow, some way, it had shifted for me. And really what I believe in that moment when I looked in that mirror is I had laid down the judgment in that moment other than just a noticing that, wow, look at what I have done to myself with my thoughts and how I've wounded and hurt myself. I had a physical representation of what I had been doing to myself internally. And I really, in that moment, felt like, wow, I really want to start trying, at least attempting, to love and care for myself. And had spent a lifetime of judging myself. So that said, now you have the benefit of tapping, and so do I now. When you notice something going on for you, really check in and see, is the first thing that's happening for me is that I'm really on myself. I'm judging myself. I'm telling myself I shouldn't be back at this place. I shouldn't be dealing with this. I should be over this. It is absolutely the first layer to work on, is to notice, am I beating myself up? Recognize it, tap through it, and begin to release it. And I think if you do that first and foremost, you will find major progress in your work, and you will find that you truly begin to set yourself free. So thank you so much for being here. Take good care, and I'll hear you on the next call.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download Career Coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.